We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe, on WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no, gotta go to Joe and Evan, Evan and Joe. 66 on your AM dial, 101.9 FM, Joe and
All right, 204 on the Fan, and a very good Monday afternoon to you. Benigno and Roberts in the afternoon. Evan, of course, on vacation. 877-337-6666 is the phone number. Here at 6 o'clock, Big Mike. Yes, indeed. Francesa will come your way. The great Ernie Acosta, he's in Manhattan. We're live from the Town Fair Tire studio with nobody, and nobody on top of that beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You know, for the first couple months, as we have now been out without sports since, you know, March 12th, March 13th, whatever it is. Thank God for the golf, by the way. Another great golf tournament this past weekend with that great playoff with Morikawa and Justin Thomas. But thank God that's going on, and a few other isolated sports. NASCAR, if you're into that, you know, whatever. Soccer, that kind of thing. But, you know, for the first couple months, I was kind of like, yeah, all right, you know what? You know, it's almost like a little break from things, and you know, it was okay. Now that's all gone out the window. Now we got to have games. I mean, really, and hopefully, you know, thank God we're closing in. You heard the spots here before we came on here at the top about the Yankee preseason games, Yankees and the Mets over the weekend. A couple games, Yankees play the Phillies, and of course, opening day is a week from Thursday. Yankees Nationals, Mets Braves on Friday. But, you know, now we need the games. I mean, you know, let's be honest. You know, you come on here and you do a sports show like we have done, Evan and I, for, God, how many years we've been doing it now? I don't know. How many years is it? 13 years maybe, something like that? It's been a while. First, of course, in the midday, now in the afternoon. And, you know, it's all about the games on the field. I mean, that's what you want to talk about, breaking down games, complaining about your team, complaining about, you know, oh, my God, you know, the manager should have done this. You know, we haven't even, you know, we can't kill Luis Rojas yet, but, you know, the manager should have done this, or, you know, Aaron Boone should have done that. And, you know, oh, my God, Adam Gase, I mean, you got to be kidding me with this play call, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Oh, my God, the Knicks, they stink. They just lost their 10th in a row. You know, whatever it is. I mean, we could go on and on, or even go the other way about, you know, praising a team on a big win. Not that my teams get too many, but you know what I'm talking about. And now it's starting to catch up to me. You know, we've gone a long time. I mean, we have basically gone, we'll leave even March out of it. April, May, June. Now we're into July. We are basically going to have a 4.5 month off season from every team sport, everyone. And as we get closer, baseball is going to be the first one. Then you're going to see basketball and hockey follow suit quickly. But as we get closer, you know, the more nervous you get that it's all going to get pulled off. And my biggest fear, I think they'll start. I think baseball will start. I'm just concentrating right now on baseball because that's the first one. I think baseball will get going. I really do. They've been playing, doing this, what do they call it, summer camp, whatever you want to call it, you know, late spring training. You know, they've been having intra-squad games and all this type of things. We have seen a few guys test positive here locally. We saw DJ LeMahieu. We saw, you know, Aroldis Chapman. You know, we've seen a couple different guys with that, you know, employees of the various teams and all of that kind of thing that's been going on. But, you know, as the closer it gets now, the more you start to worry that, boy, let's hope it happens. And I do think baseball will start. I mean, I think we're going to get to the start of the season next week. It's going to be weird. It's going to be strange. It's going to only be 60 games. It's going to have, you know, runners start at second base in an extra inning game when we hit the 10th inning. It's going to be only teams in your division and the opposite division of the corresponding league. There's going to be no fans in a ballpark. It's going to be a very, very, very strange season. You know, God knows how it's going to play out with the pitchers, what kind of pitch counter the starter's going to have. You better have a darn good bullpen. You better get off to a pretty good start. You know, if you're the Washington Nationals of last year who were 19-31, you know what? If you're 19-31 this year, you're done. I mean, that's 50 games into a 60-game season. You're finished. You're not making a playoffs at night. You know, even if you won your last 10 games, that's not happening. So you're not going to have you're not going to have the luxury of getting off to a bad start over the first couple months of the season and then being able to recover and get back into the playoffs and, as Washington did last year, go on and win a World Series. So there's going to be tremendous importance on all 60 games, more so than we've ever seen it, but certainly on the first 15, 20 games of the season, you got to get off to a pretty good start. If you're 5-15 over your first 20, you know, maybe it's probably not insurmountable over 60 games, but you're in trouble. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you got a lot of making up to do if you wind up, you know, 10 games under 500 over the first 20 games of the year. So it's going to be interesting to see how that's all going to play out. I think the playing field has enormously been leveled in every sport. In every sport. Once we get these sports going, the playing field has been leveled dramatically. Baseball, from the fact that it is only 60 games. You are only playing teams in your time zone and in your division. In basketball, the fact that they're all playing in the same place. Everybody's in the same place. There's no home court advantage at all. Maybe you'll pipe in noise if you're supposed to be the home team. I don't know how they would do that. I don't see how that changes anything either way. So, I mean, you know, there's going to be no home court advantage whatsoever. There's going to be no travel. You're going to have guys that aren't going to play. We've already seen Avery Bradley not playing with the Lakers. Now Rondo's banged up. You know, so I think the playing field has really, really been leveled, you know, certainly in the NBA. Just like baseball. And the same with the hockey. What's it going to be? Two venues in hockey? That's it? Edmonton for the West? Toronto for the East? You got that, whatever you want to call it, that play-in that we're going to see. The Rangers and Islanders both are going to be playing once it starts in a couple weeks, whenever it is, August 1st, I guess it is, for the hockey. I think it changes everything. Again, you're not going to have any fans in the arenas. You're not going to have any travel. It's going to be a very, very different ball game up and down the line. And then we'll see football. Training camps by the end of the month, and hopefully football will come off and all of that, we hope. But we'll put that one on the back burner for a while because, you know, that's still got a little ways to go. But, now after all these months of having nothing, now it's time to have something. Now it's time to start, you know, being able to rip Edwin Diaz if he blows a big save, if he's even a closer. Who knows, right? Get on Aaron Judge for playing. He's got a stiff neck now? Really? I mean, God. I mean, he hasn't played for 4 months. He plays an intra-squad game, and he's got a stiff neck? I mean, but that's the kind of thing you want to be complaining about. You know, guys not playing, you know, because of, you know, whatever. You know, he's hurt again, especially guys with injury histories like Judge has. You know, that kind of thing. Complaining about, the pitch count. Oh, he only let him throw 50 pitches today, and he's out of the game. You know, yelling about that. Yelling about this move. Yelling about whatever. Of course, we're not going to have as many moves to yell about if you're a National League guy, if you're a Met fan, because you got the DH now. We're going to see that. That's another thing we're going to see for the first time in National League history, at least. So it is going to be very different. It's going to be very strange. But you know what? It's time now for it to happen. I mean, it is now long overdue. Maybe we're going to see guys, but we've just seen where Clint Frazier is talking about, you know, different masks he can play, can wear, during the game. That's going to, I mean, how strange is that going to be? Watching guys wear masks out on the field. I mean, it is going to be a different situation, but it's time now to see it happen. It really is. You know, there's only so many times we could talk about games from 40, 30, 25 years ago and break all that kind of stuff down. There's only so many things we could talk about off the field. But plenty of stuff off the field in the court, no doubt about it. But, you know, that stuff that, you know, I want to be talking about sports. I want to be talking about games. I want to be talking about, you know, what's happening on the field, on the court, on the ice. That's what you want to be talking about. So hopefully this is all going to go down. Hopefully we'll see baseball next week. There'll be no glitches. And hopefully once it starts, it doesn't stop. Hopefully once it starts, there's no great outbreak, no team that has this unbelievable, you know, outbreak of the virus, and none of that to stop the season. Because that, to me, is probably even worse than starting it. I mean, how bad would it be if we get 20 games into baseball and then they say, okay, that's it. Can't play anymore. You know, there's been a second wave or whatever. This team as well, you know, X amount of guys have tested positive on this team. And you know, we can't play it anymore this season. Because that, to me, would be worse. As bad as it would be to not see it start, I think it would be worse to see it start and then have it, you know, not completed. Yeah, you know, that would really be bad. I mean, that would mean we'd have to get hit over the head again, you know, as sports fans. And if these seasons don't start, and I really believe this too, if something would happen where these seasons had to stop, because I do think baseball at least will get off the ground, if these seasons had to stop, that means we're not going to see the NFL. I guarantee you, if these seasons start and they have to stop in the middle of it, somewhere in August or, you know, early September, you're not going to see football. You're not going to see it. If they all have to stop, then that's going to stop the NFL, I think, from playing as well. You've already seen a lot of kind of Ivy League has already canceled their football season. I know the big schools, the Big Ten's talking about playing just conference games, which is fine. You know, fine. I mean, I want to see college football. I got to tell you that. As a football guy, you know, I want my college football on a Saturday. I know New York's not a college football hotbed, but if you're a football fan, you know, I'm sure you're into it, and it affects the NFL too, because if there's no college football season, even if the NFL plays, how would that affect the draft? What do we know? And don't tell me that they're going to play it in the spring, because I don't see how that's happening. So as close as we are right now, as close as we are to where we finally want to be, and where we're finally ready to kick off sports again, team sports in this country again, you know, let's hope it all goes well. Let's hope there's no glitches. Let's hope they get the season started. And let's hope the biggest thing, once they start, that they're able to complete it and that this is it. And we just move on with sports as we know it, as we have known it again for years to come. We can only pray.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.